Well, jury selection begins today in the criminal trial of Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. He's facing a felony charge of invasion of privacy for taking an explicit photo of a woman without her consent while they were having an affair 3 years ago. Greitens has denied any wrongdoing and has refused to resign.
I want to say again what I've said from the beginning. This is a political witch hunt.
Joining us now is Brian Ellison, who covers Missouri politics at KCUR in Kansas City. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the invasion of privacy trial is set to begin on Monday. Remind us about this case.
So as you said, the governor is accused of having taken a picture as part of an affair. He's acknowledged having the affair back in 2015. The picture allegedly involved the woman's hands being bound and her being blindfolded. She says she heard the sound of the photograph feature on the iPhone clicking, but has never seen the photo. If it is true that he took that, that would be a felony under Missouri law because the photo was taken without her consent and was taken in a way that it could be transmitted. More details of that relationship were reported in a House report last month that went a lot further than taking that photo, including allegations that many have regarded as sexual misconduct or abuse.
And the accuser's identity hasn't been made public yet, but she will be identified and will testify at the trial. Does that hurt Greitens?
Well, it certainly could. Whether it will hurt him depends largely on how credible she is deemed to be by the jury. The House committee that investigated these allegations found her to be very credible and even issued a second report to reiterate after the governor did some things publicly, said some things publicly that might have undermined her credibility. They sent out another report saying they still find her credible. But they haven't had her cross-examined by what many are calling an all-star team of lawyers who are defending the governor. So we'll have to see. I mean, in any case, Jeremy, it might be that the woman herself is the person who is the most hurt. She never wanted to come forward with these allegations. They were brought to the media by her now ex-husband. She confessed these things to him in conversations he taped without her knowledge. And as you said, the judge ruled that her name now, her full name, will be used at the trial, so it won't be a private matter for her anymore.
And this is not the only felony charge against Governor Greitens. He's also charged with tampering with computer data for using a charity donor list for his 2016 campaign. Is he going to face trial over those charges?
We assume so. That's the much more recent development. In some ways, in fact, that case and that set of charges might be the most important thing for us to talk about. They emerged from Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's also a Republican, who also is a candidate for the U.S. Senate in what's expected to be a very close election this year. It was his investigation into the veterans charity that Greitens founded back in 2007 that found criminal conduct, and he referred the evidence to the same St. Louis City Circuit Attorney who's bringing this first case that we've been talking about. What is alleged to have happened is that the governor took a donor list or directed that it be sent over to his campaign without the permission of the charity's board, and also that he lied about it on an ethics commission filing as recently as last year, saying it was an in-kind donation from someone else, a former campaign aide who says that he had nothing to do with it.
Now, Greitens is under a lot of pressure to resign, and we just saw this week New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, a Democrat, stepped down right after four women accused him of physical abuse. Why is Greitens not resigning?
Well, you know, Greitens has said the same thing from the beginning. You play a little bit of the speech he made when these allegations first came out, that it's a politically motivated witch hunt. He believes that he'll be cleared of all the allegations in court. He seems to be operating on the belief that if he's found not guilty, he'll somehow be able to weather the storm and return to normal service as governor. I'm not sure that's the case.
He's a Republican, Greitens is, and I want to listen here to the Republican State Representative Shamed Dogan.
You should not have to wait for a governor to be convicted of a felony before you could move to possibly impeach. I mean, under that standard, you would have a Governor Harvey Weinstein or a Governor Bill Cosby up until last week, or a Governor O.J. Simpson.
So even if Greitens doesn't resign, there's an effort to get him out of office.
That's right. Last week, the members of the House and Senate did something they've never done before. They got enough signatures on a petition to call themselves back into a special session for the purpose of considering discipline, including possible impeachment of the governor. That session is scheduled to start next week at the end of the regular session. 30 minutes later, this special session will start with nothing on its agenda except considering the possible impeachment of the governor. There is a considerable amount of momentum. That particular clip was from a Republican. Democrats and Republicans have found a high degree of unity, certainly on calling for the governor to resign and increasingly to say he should be impeached without much further delay.
That's Brian Ellison, who covers Missouri politics, which is getting pretty wild these days, at KCUR in Kansas City. He's also the host of KCUR's Statehouse Blend Missouri podcast. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.